Across America, BP supports more than 275,000 jobs to keep energy flowing. Jobs like building grid-scale solar energy in Ohio and producing gas with fewer operational emissions in Texas. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investing in America.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A woman survived seven-story fall.
What?
Whoa.
In Melbourne, Australia, it says.
What did she land on?
I don't know. But there's a video out there right now of a all it shows is a static camera of a parking garage, or a parking lot, I should say. And a woman just falls on the roof of it. But she's kind of like sitting down when she falls down. I don't know if she tried to kill herself or she fell, but she just falls and then she kind of bends. She's going, oh, you know, sort of like Puss when he was having that dream last night. But
yeah.
I don't know if this woman, I don't think this is the same story, though. This girl's through seven floors.
Yeah, I'm looking at the story here.
Wow. Says it's a long road back. They show
20-year-old girl.
Critical condition, so.
Wow.
That's not good.
Already undergone several life-saving surgeries.
I saw the
Hank
Williams Jr. Tweeted out some pictures recently, just the other day. It was like 45 years ago. Remember he fell off a cliff as a teenager? That's his story. Yeah, he fell off a cliff as a teenager. And he tweeted out the picture of the cliff and like a drawing about how far he fell. And the only reason I knew that, because there was a movie about him years ago, like a made-for-TV movie.
Do. Every time he bounced, did he do that?
He was a teenager and fell off a cliff, basically, and lived. And that's why he wears a beard to this day, because he had a lot of facial crap happen to him.
You know? Oh.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Doesn't say.
Remind me not to fall off a cliff.
What the conditions were when this woman fell. But if you
Where was it,
down,
Todd? Where was she? Oh, seven stories, it said.
Yeah, Australia.
Was it a building?
Well, this is sadder.
Melbourne, Australia. And it's...
because she is hot, isn't she?
Yes.
If you look at the pictures, it's very tragic.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Glad you guys started to agree with that, you know?
Tommy Reed.
It's only right now.
In critical condition.
Yeah, it doesn't say
her sense of humor is definitely intact.
I also learned they spell story with an E.
Yeah, I saw that too.
In Australia.
Yeah.
So was Nick in high school.
R-E-Y.
With an E too, by the way.
Well, no, that would be acceptable in some parts of the world. So
yeah.
He didn't do that.
No.
He does out of the world spellings.
Yeah.
And out of Colin. This world pronunciations.
Doesn't say how she fell, Puss?
No.
It just says she fell from a building.
Yeah, that's all.
Trying to, you know, look at other articles on the same topic and see if they can, you know, why, how, what happened. But
yeah,
no,
didn't
they just say
somebody pushed her, didn't
she
say
fell.
She jumped, she just fell. That's all.
What's the noise she made there, Nick?
That's all
hit,
the information we had.
No.
Did she land on
vocal
something?
Noise? Right?
Oh.
I think there would be more of a thud.
No, it was a thud, but then the voice should be...
I mean, 20 years
but
old.
But she lived.
Yeah, how did she not hit her head?
I mean, am I wrong for just assuming that alcohol may have been involved and this was some sort of accident? You know, that
was it a hotel
they
balcony?
They said they got a call around 1:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's
it alcohol. It was a hotel balcony.
Oh, yeah.
And what's
they scared
going
the hell out of me,
It's
man.
Amazing what can go through your head in that short period of time.
Yeah, the pavement.
It's a miracle she's alive.
No, well, your mind, trust me, as someone who's was about to experience trauma.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your mind is in fast forward because all these things that I was thinking.
Watch out for that post, right?
Just a couple of, well, I
Todd of the jungle.
I looked at the post.
Ski slope, that's right.
And I said, some part of me, now I couldn't have verbalized this.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been well after the accident, but some part of me in my head said, I'm going to hit that post. I hope it's not my head. And it was my knee.
That could have been your head. That would have been your last thought.
I had all kinds of inner dialogue going on in just a brief period of time, so I'm sure she had to experience the same thing.
Yeah.
Just a million thoughts going through your head.
I wonder what she did think, because she actually lived, too, so she could tell us what she was thinking.
Right.
And like I said, I had a small
seven floors, man. Go to any building. Seven floors is... That's a lot.
Jumping off that cliff in Colorado into the river, I mean, that was maybe 25, 30 feet, and I had time to think... Wow, I'm falling for a long time. You know?
Plus your big feet hitting that water, man.
You know? You point your toes.
You try to land
on that's right.
You point your toes. Child.
You got to, especially those big boats.
Oh, yeah. I would have emptied the river. That splash, I would have emptied the river.
Oh, it would have hurt. It would have been like nails going through your feet.
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing they keep your legs together and point your toes. Otherwise, the water will smack you in the nuts, and that's no good.
Yeah. His name is Tominey. I've never heard that name before.
No, that's a...
Must be an Australian name.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday. Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So there's a picture of her besides laying there with in traction. She's pretty hot. I saw her leg in traction. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's tragic, man.
It sounds like she still has a long road ahead of her, obviously, but she's made it this far, which is beating the odds already.
Yeah.
And if you really care, there's a GoFundMe page for her.
Or if you really care, they don't know her, but
Call her T-Bomb.
T-Bomb?
Biggest T-bomb. Fight ahead of her, but she's one of the strongest people I know. This is her dad.
Well, she obviously can't hold her alcohol.
She's ready for this fight. T-Bomb will come out stronger than ever.
That is so sad. I'm glad she's okay, though. Yeah.
But I think I found myself a new nickname.
Oh, T-Bomb. Yeah. Boogie. Boogie by the wayside.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, T-Bomb and Tyler, man.
Blown away.
Time to shed that boogie.
I think you combine them. I think it's Todd, T-Bomb, Boogie, Brand.
T-Bomb, Boogie.
Didn't you send us a story yesterday about what color your boogers are?
Yeah.
Doesn't that just mean you're sick? If it's green, it just means you're sick?
No, there's a couple other. There's a
bloody means you pick too hard.
Bunch of other colors your boogers can be. Yellow, green, you're right. Yeah, that's pretty common when you're sick, they say. You might have a cold or something else going on. Brown.
Or you're rolling. Somebody else is rolling it, and you have to be looking at them. You see them roll it, and then they look at it. Isn't that the worst feeling in the world? When you're seeing somebody else roll something like that, and we've all done it, but to be looking at somebody rolling it, oh God, it's so gross, you know.
Well, yeah, it's gross when they do it.
Yeah, it is. It's totally gross when they do it.
It's fun when you do it.
Yeah,
yeah. My wife goes, "Where are you gonna put that?" I said, "I don't know."
Not my mouth.
Not my mouth. I've never been that weirdo.
Flick it across the room.
Just in the shag, whatever, man.
Gross.
It'll get you know. Oh, you know, coming in here too, Cameron. I don't wear my I don't wear my shoes anywhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna freak out talking about boogers in the shag.
Yeah, we can save this until he gets here and let him experience booger talk.
He got visibly upset talking about feet, man. Yeah, last week.
Well, he's got their thing.
Yeah, he does.
Shoes in the house, though. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
But I also, what am I going to do? Anal.
No, yeah. It is good advice. Shoes. Wash your feet at the end of the
day. Oh, no, that was fine.
But the house shoes thing.
Yeah, not wearing shoes in the house or not having anybody wear shoes in the house.
He'll be happy, though. He'll be proud because what I have been doing now is I'm taking that loofah. Instead of having to bend over in the shower, you never know what happens.
You're alone, man.
You're going to sit on the shampoo bottle?
What? There's nothing's going to happen.
See that shampoo bottle up there over there?
You're not in prison.
I don't get it either. But no, I don't. I'm telling you, it's easier.
You're usually
you throw the loofah
yourself.
On the ground, and you just rub your feet on top of the loofah, both feet. That scrubs them good.
Don't you have like the bench in the shower? You can just
there,
sit down?
There is a bench, yeah, but I think it's kind of low. The bench is, I think, made for shampoo. It's not made for ass.
The information that I've gathered, though.
I think it could multitask.
If your feet are dirty, it's mostly the bottom of your feet.
That's what I mean.
That
you step on the top
dirt.
Of the loofah, right.
Oh, okay.
You step on top of the loofah. Yeah. Right.
And you kind of use that as a mat?
Yeah, and just rub your feet all over the loofah. That means it's scrubbing it, too. I'm telling you, a little hack there.
You have a lot of meeting this stuff where it's at, between just stepping on the loofah, just squirting this toothpaste in your mouth.
Yep. Well, stepping on the loofah is brand new because of Cameron telling us we got to wash our feet on the bottom all the
time. You're going to fall on that
thing. And you should.
Yeah. You're going to fall in the shower doing that.
Yeah. Well, I don't jump up and down on a loofah. That'd be stupid.
It takes very little to lose your balance in the shower.
It does. Yeah. It does.
And then that giant noggin's going to put a hole in the wall.
But I don't have a shower with a tub. It's a shower. It's a square shower. You know, it's only a shower.
Still.
I can still fall in it, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard falling in the shower is a bad thing.
Yeah.
You generally get injured pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's not a 7-story fall.
No, not at all. Yeah.
No.
And you should just shake your head like a metal head.
Yeah.
When you got the toothpaste in your mouth and you wouldn't even have to brush your teeth.
Just a headbang.
Just do some headbanging.
Yeah. It's and my toothpaste. Chill out, man. Clean up your teeth right away.
Or just do what I want, man.
Just do a full-on dog head-to-tail shake when you get out of the shower and just call it good. Skip the towel, man.
It would be great if you could do that like a dog does. I don't know how they do it. They do it. They just a whole body shake.
Down to the tip of the tail.
Right.
They got a system. You know, they start at the head and right down to the tip of the tail.
It's a good system.
Very efficient.
I'd do it.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.